Oh, Rudy, that was a good one.
Okay, Rudy, it's time for bed now.
Oh, Mom, one more?
No, it's way past your bedtime.
Claire, let the child tell one more.
Okay, just one.
What time is it when an elephant sits on a fence?
I don't know. What time is it?
Time to get a new fence.
Oh, Rudy, you have a gift for telling jokes.
I know.
Okay. Okay, baby, that's it. Let's go.
Can I wait up for Daddy and Grandpa?
No, they may be late.
I can wait.
Your grandfather is playing the trombone with his friends tonight, and they may stay at the club a long time.
Rudy, it's bedtime.
Please, please.
No,
please,
no.
Please, please, just one more for our grandmother.
All right, okay, but this is absolutely the last joke of the evening.
Okay.
Okay.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Orange.
Orange who?
Aren't you glad this is my last joke?
Oh, that's wonderful.
And that is the end. Good night, Rudy.
Good night, Grandma.
Good night, honey.
Can I celebrate you?
What's that?
That's a pitiful performance, Dad.
Oh, now, son, you've said it over and over all the way home. Aren't you through?
No, because it was a pitiful performance.
Is that a way to talk to your father?
Well, I'll tell you what. My father... No, thank you. I'll take
That's
care
all
of
right.
it. My father was not up on that bandstand. My father's friends were up on that bandstand. My father was standing up there looking like somebody shoved a trombone in his hand.
Now, son, you are still not too big to go over my knee.
Dad, you never put me over your knee.
Well, it's not too late to start.
Hi. How'd it go?
Great.
Oh, God.
I'm telling you, I was excited. And when Dad was up on that bandstand, I turned around to some people sitting around me, and I said, my father's getting ready to play, so you all better hold on to your chairs. I told the waiters to sit down and made the man turn the air conditioner off.
How did he sound?
How about some tea, Clip?
Now, everybody starts to play. You understand me? And it sounds like the old group. And the drummer, and the catch of it. And Dad, right along with it. And I'm sitting there, and I'm going, and I'm talking to people. And I'm going, I said, that's my father. You know who, standing next to Dad, comes his solo, and he plays. And Dad's standing there popping his fingers, and he's telling him, yeah, go ahead, do what you want to do. And he's and the people in the club going crazy. And I said, you wait till my father comes over. And the officer said, bash! And the man stopped, looked at Dad, said, you got it. And my father stood up, and I told everybody in the club, I said, this is it! And my father said, and then stood back and acted like he had played the greatest thing anybody ever heard, Mom. And it was just pitiful.
Dad, why didn't you play more?
Well, I was my solo, and I'd said what I wanted to say. I've always prided myself on being brief and coming to the point with my music.
My father is a man who, when it was his turn to take a solo, Claire, this man started to play. The other band members knew it was his solo. They came down off the bandstand, got their coach, got in the car, drove to the next state to start another job. Looked at their watches and said, well, we'll just casually drive on back. They walked into the club and just leisurely came by to go back into the dressing room. And my father, while playing for the past 3 hours nonstop, looked at these men as if to say, what are you doing here? I'm just warming up.
Son, jazz is a feeling, and tonight I played what I felt.
Yes, you did.
Russell, when you left for the club, you were excited. What happened?
Oh, I don't know. Those other guys are still playing. They're going the road. They're active. And I've retired.
Oh.
I mean, there's a difference between cutting on a banana and working on someone who's alive. And that band is alive.
But what are you going to do at the tribute?
What tribute?
You know Russell's band. Well, they're all going to get together next week and have an old-fashioned jam session.
You know, Mr. Sinclair, Roscoe Sinclair, before he died, he said he wanted the fellas to have an old-fashioned jam session, and everybody at the club is talking about it.
And I will be there.
Yes, but are you going to play or are you going to play?
I will play just fine. I don't want to discuss it. I want a cup of tea.
Okay.
All right, Dad, you can have your cup of tea. I just want you to know that your grandchildren will be there.
Oh, Claire, I don't think they'd be interested in this.
No. The grandchildren would be interested in seeing their grandfather play.
Yeah, but a nightclub is no place for children.
Dad, you started taking me to your jobs when I was 10 years old.
And look how you turned out.
Grandpa!
Yeah, Rudy!
Rudy, you're supposed to be in bed.
I want somebody to tuck me in.
That's the granddad's job.
Okay, I'll have some hot tea waiting for you when you come down.
That would be nice. Come on, Rudy, I'll tell you a story.
You don't have to. I know some jokes.
You do? Well, I want to hear them all.
He'll be up there a long time.
I don't know what to do with that man.
Oh, come on, Anna. He was a professional musician for 40 years. I mean, maybe he just doesn't want to play anymore.
No, that's not it. Heathcliff, you were there. Now, how did it look to you?
It looked to me like my father was on the bandstand with a bunch of fellows who play all the time, and he has been retired, and he lost his confidence. And I think you ought to talk to him.
He won't listen.
Why won't he?
Because he's a Huxtable man.
Oh, you mean stubborn.
You know him.
Well, I'm not stubborn.
And they never admit it.
If I was stubborn, I mean, I would admit it.
I have tried to get Russell to practice, but he just won't do it.
Tell me I'm stubborn.
You mean he won't even pick the horn up?
Oh, he picks it up and plays one piece. And it is the saddest, slowest thing you have ever heard. It is depressing.
Well, Mom, why don't you say something to him about it?
Oh, she can't do that.
Why not?
Because he's a Huxtable man.
What?
Well, the direct approach isn't going to get you anywhere. What you have to do is sneak up on Russell. You have to flatter him and make him feel good, and then he'll listen.
No. That is not going to work on a Huxtable man, because we would recognize that right away.
But I would never try something like that on you. I mean, you're too sensitive and perceptive.
Thank you.
Dear?
Russell, come down here, please.
I'm practicing.
Well, it'll only take a minute.
Okay. Am I practicing too loud?
No, that's not the problem.
Well, what's the problem?
It's there.
Well, what's the problem, babe?
Russell, did you hear yourself up there?
Well, of course I did.
Here's how you were playing. And Monday night, that band's going to be playing...
You remember that riff?
Of course I do. I used to sit in the club and watch a man play that with fire and passion.
Yes, but honey, see...
I don't want to hear it. I'm not going to let you go to that club Monday night so Spencer Cunningham can outblow you on the tenor sax.
He can't outblow me.
His wife always said that he could play you under the table. Ooh. And I'm not going to sit with that woman all night and listen to her say, darling, nobody can play like my Spencer.
She won't be sitting at the table. She'll probably be on the stage singing.
Right. Off key and wiggling her hips. She wouldn't even be up there if her husband wasn't in the band.
Anna, do you want to sing?
No, I don't want to sing. But I want you to play so Roscoe can hear. Not loud. Because you can play loud, but good. How do you think Roscoe would feel if he looked down from heaven and heard, ba 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 ba? No, I want you to play like this. Ba 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 ba.
All right, Anna.
You think you can do that?
I don't think I have a choice.
You don't really. Oh. Russell?
Yes, dear?
Faster, faster. That's it. He always used to do that when he wanted to get me upstairs.
Looking good.
Not every day we hear your dad play jazz. What are you doing?
I'm looking through this old photo album to see if I can find some pictures of Dad with his original band.
Look at all this stuff, Cliff.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember?
No, we're not gonna play Do You Remember?
Why not?
Because every time you start with me with Do You Remember About Our Wedding, and then if I can't remember, then you put me in a headlock.
I wouldn't do that to you. Do you remember what time we were married?
Now, see, there you go.
Well, do you remember?
1 o'clock. Three o'clock. 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I was just joking, that's all.
Do you remember my wedding dress?
Your wedding dress was white charmeuse with a high lace collar. You had pearl applique cut 6 inches below the knee. Deal with it.
Cliff, I love you.
Of course you do. Now, let me ask you a question, dear.
Yes.
What color tie did I have on?
You had on a red tie.
Wrong.
Okay, it was burgundy.
Wrong again. The most important time in our lives, and you cannot remember a simple thing like the color of a person's tie.
The tie was blue.
Wrong again. It wasn't blue.
It was striped.
It was gray. The tie was gray.
You can't even remember. It was not gray.
Here's a picture of it. Look at this. Gray tie. Gray.
Cliff, that is a black and white picture. You can't tell anything from that.
Didn't make any difference. It was gray. You can see that in the
Well, everything in that picture looks gray. My wedding dress looks gray. Let's look at our wedding album. That's in color.
No, you don't have to look at it in color.
No, you don't tell me. Tie was red.
Let me see.
No, I don't want you to see. I'm going to ask you a question.
Now, what did I do?
I want to know about your shoes. Were your shoes patent leather or regular?
They're patent leather. Oh, you mean the ones I was wearing, right? Oh, yeah. Those, they were leather, mm-hmm. leather, right.
Tell me about your flower.
My flower's in my lapel. okay.
What kind of flower were you wearing?
I think it was daffodil. Isn't the brother
Dad, what'd you forget this time?
The most important day of his life, his wedding day. He can't even remember what he was wearing.
No.
Dad.
Look, son, do me a favor. When you get married, burn everything.
Come on, listen.
No, I'm not listening to another joke.
One more?
No.
Just one more, please.
All right, let's hear it.
Knock, knock.
Does it have to be a knock-knock joke?
Yes, knock-knock.
Who's there?
Howard.
Howard who?
How would you like to hear another joke? Vanessa.
No!
Theo, knock knock!
No!
No who?
No way!
You know, it's Sandra's fault for buying her that joke book.
I say next time Sandra's home, we lock her up in a room with Rudy.
I want you guys to take a look at this and see if you recognize anybody.
Where?
What? Look at that.
Grandpa.
Uh-huh.
He looks so young.
He doesn't have gray hair.
His hair didn't turn gray till he had grandchildren.
Is Grandpa going to sing tonight?
No, Rudy. Grandpa just plays.
You see, Rudy, this is old people's music before they had words. This was when film had no color, television had no picture, and cars were made of iron. This is a very important part of our history, and that's why we're going to see it.
Is it going to be fun?
Well, it'll be interesting, sort of like going to a museum.
These are not dinosaurs. These are musicians, and they're going to be jamming.
Whoa!
Hey.
Rudy.
You are truly beautiful tonight.
I believe Granddad may have some money for these children.
No, you're not giving them any money tonight. Now, come over here. I want to show you something, a little inspiration here.
What?
Now, who is that?
Will you look at that?
That is a handsome group.
You better believe it.
Grandpa, you ready to play?
I think so. Your grandmother's been giving me some musical direction. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Tonight, Spencer Cunningham is going to retire his tenor sax, and Mrs. Spencer Cunningham is going to retire her hips.
All right, let's go to the gig.
I am really looking forward to hearing you play tonight, Dad.
I'm looking forward to it myself.
Yes, and I'm looking forward to hearing you play.
Do you remember the first time I heard you play?
No.
No, Dad, you better remember, or else she'll put you in a headlock.
Even though Roscoe isn't with us, wherever he is, I'm sure he's smiling, because we have here tonight all the original members of the Jazz Caravan.
And the final member has just arrived, Slide Huxtable.
Before we start playing, I'd like you all to take a good look, because standing here is about 1,000 years of jazz. Roscoe, get ready. Ladies and gentlemen, the Jazz Caravan.
Normally, we let Slide warm up. But however, there is no time, because Patato and I are getting old.
Now me, baby. You run, baby.
Vamos, amigos, muchachos, a tocar, vamos.
We'll be right back.
quite an evening, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It was.
Russell hasn't lost his touch.
Spencer hasn't either.
Spencer's lost his endurance. He's in dreamland.
And so is Russell.
The show is taped in front of a live studio audience.